This feed is protected by a Creative Commons license to support the interests of the artists.
And this is Eclectic Mix, show number 44. Hello everyone, this is George, your host. We continue with Women's Month, and this show is dedicated to my daughter, who is graduating from law school at the University of Virginia this weekend. I decided that she would probably like the music of Hungry Lucy, so let's get going with the first song called High Price of Mistakes. Lucy was formed in 1998 when Warren Harrison was asked to contribute to a Depeche Mode tribute album. he asked vocalist-lyricist Christina Bell to record vocals for the song Blue Dress. The couple found they worked together so well that Hungry Lucy was born. Having spent a year writing and recording, in the autumn of 2000, they released their debut CD, Apparitions. The album got attention across the United States and Europe for its combination of pop song structures, trip-hop grooves, and Christina's haunting vocals, which are quite evident in the songs you'll hear on this show. After spending spring and early summer of 2002 performing live, Hungry Lucy completed their next full-length album titled Glow, which captures all the elements that Hungry Lucy are known for continuing to explore other genres such as jazz, blues, and Europop. In 2003, they toured with Pittsburgh's Thou Shalt Not, giving people a chance to hear as well as see what they are all about. In spring of 2004, it was time to head back into the studio and capture the new material Hungry Lucy had compiled over the preceding months. The result, Hungry Lucy's third full-length CD, To Kill a King, was released in 2004 to critical acclaim. The album brilliantly displays Hungry Lucy's passion for musical contrast and clever songwriting for which the duo is known. They're currently back from a successful six-week U.S. tour and are working on their next release. So let's listen to a couple more called You Are and Grave.
Pieces. Even
Hungry Lucy. Hungry Lucy's got two shows coming up next month. The first is on May 24th at Club Inferno in Madison, Wisconsin, and the second is on June 2nd at the Madison Theater in Covington, Kentucky. It's pretty obvious to me that booking agents and promoters will want to get in touch with them, and I'm selfishly hoping that the Baltimore area sees them sometime soon. They're preparing an EP of new songs and new versions of some of their past material that'll be titled Before We Stand, We Crawl, and should be available in late June. They've got a website conveniently located at hungrylucy.com, and if you want to check out their MySpace place, then that's located at myspace.com/hungrylucy. Well over 11,000 friends. Well, both of these locations are packed with information, music, and video, so you'll definitely want to check them out. So that about wraps it up for this week. I'd like to thank Liberated Syndications for hosting the bandwidth for this show. You can find them at libsyn.com, and if you're even considering starting a podcast of your own, then I'd highly recommend checking them out. If you'd like to be on a podcast, then I can point you to oneminutehowto.com, where you can take the 60-second challenge. Now, I'm extending my request for feedback about changing the format of the show. Last week, I mentioned that a suggestion had been sent to me to change things so that more artists are played within each show, keeping the genre the same during the show. I've gotten some feedback, but I'd like to get a little more. So do you feel that it's a good idea to change the format, or do you like the show the way it is? Well, contacting me is a snap. It's eclecticmix@gmail.com, as always, and the website is eclecticmix.com, where you'll find links to all the shows and a link to the Frapper map. Now go ahead on over to the Frapper and push in a pin with the other listeners and featured artists. So we can't leave without two more songs with Hungry Lucy. Hey guys, thanks so much for the music. I really love it. These are called Into Pieces and Shine. See ya.
This podcast brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcasting made easy. For more information about Liberated Syndication, visit libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com.